This is Lauren Bond, and welcome to Dub Labs Out There. Imagine a soundscape that not only stimulates your auditory senses, but also connects us with the more than human world. Metabolic Sonic's groundbreaking practice, in which we have literally broken through the concrete of the LA River, fuses the machine with the biological.
Service in Los Angeles, Oxnard, and we have issued a tropical storm warning for all of Los Angeles County, as well as the mountains, valleys, and foothills of Ventura County. Hurricane Hillary will weaken to a tropical storm as it approaches Southern California later this weekend. The risk for flash flooding continues to increase across the whole region of Southern California, with rare and dangerous flooding possible across the mountains and deserts. Strong tropical storm force winds are expected Sunday into Monday, especially over the mountains, valleys, and foothills of Los Angeles and Ventura counties.
25th night is the latest weather synopsis. The National Hurricane Center has upgraded the tropical storm watch to a tropical storm warning, which includes Los Angeles County and much of Ventura County. Powell Hurricane Hillary was centered several hundred miles west-southwest of Cabo San Lucas early this morning, packing winds of up to 130 miles an hour, making it a Category 4 hurricane. Hillary is forecast to track north-northwest and north off the Baja coast over the next couple of days and will weaken as it approaches southwestern California.
Thank you. This is Levi Walden, construction manager for GeoSyntech. Out here on August 30th, working the night shift with California Auger Boring. I'm here to give you a brief update for Bending the River with Metabolic Studio. I just wanted to take a moment to discuss the recent storm event, Hurricane Hilary, a tropical storm that impacted our site and in this moment in time still remobilizing and gaining traction with construction. I'll take you back to August 15th, it's a Tuesday, when we started monitoring the storm. And at that time, we had seen in the weather forecast for the northern regions of the project, Glendale, Burbank, San Fernando Valley, to be specific, where we saw anywhere between a quarter and a half inch of rain, and discussion of temporary demobilization was in play with the contractors. And as we got closer to the end of that week, August 18th was when we had made the decision to go ahead and completely demobilize the site. We had a large excavator, loader, backhoe, several pieces of heavy equipment that had to immediately evacuate the site, along with materials that were here present, such as stockpiles of floodplain and gravel, and our VCP pipe that we are using as our conveyance system. So Pacific Hydrotech and Cal Auger Boring, they worked together and was able to successfully demobilize the site by end of day Saturday, the 19th, ahead of the storm. We all anxiously watched the CCTV footage that's provided by Metabolic Studio Sunday the 20th, as we watched nearly 6 inches of water pour down in the northern regions of Bending the River. And we watched approximately 6 to 8 feet of water rush at about 35 miles an hour at our project, where at our sheet piles for the launch pit, one of our piles sticking up nearly 5 feet actually was warped due to the amount of force that the water provided during the storm. We came back to the site on Tuesday per the request of the studio and to make sure that there were safe conditions for us to be able to come back. So Tuesday morning on the 22nd, we came back to assess the situation, and we found that there wasn't any major damage. There were some steel plates that had shifted that we had welded down to secure our open excavation. And actually, surprisingly, we found two of those plates inside of our launch pit, which was full of water, and surprisingly found that there were hundreds of catfish, small catfish, that sought refuge and sought shelter within our launch pit. So we spent a few days using a fish net to remove those fish safely from the launch pit and release them back into the low flow channel. We continued through the week to remobilize our equipment and materials back into the site. As we continued to assess the river, we had found a large variety of different shopping carts. I mean, we have Home Depot, Lowe's, Target, 99 cent store shopping carts that made their way into the launch pit that we have removed. There was some tires and other debris that we had found. What I found interesting is that our launch pit actually acted as a barrier to the sediments that had flowed down either from the Arroyo Seco or the northern regions of the LA River that piled up. We have nearly over 50 cubic yards of material that we have now gathered from the storm event and stockpiled here on site. At the end of the day, in the launch pit, the water had been standing because it had been just a few days since the storm event that we had made ourselves back to the project. And ultimately, there was some H2S smell, some rotten egg smell coming from the launch pit, and that could be due to a variety of reasons. Primarily stagnant water is what's going to start exhausting those fumes. And then other than that, just the site definitely had this sense of smell that you can tell that there was just a number of different types of debris that had impacted the site. And at this point in time, fast forwarding back to tonight, Cal Auger Boring is continuing their bore and jack operation with a 36-inch steel casing that is being tunneled underneath the MTA railroad tracks to Metabolic Studio, where it'll be met at the receiving pit for the future motherlode.
Name's Ron Harrison. I work with Pacific Hydrotech, and we are the general contractors for bending the river back to the city. Yeah, I found the Batman toy. He was all in the rubble, and when we dug it all out, I found him, and I put him up in the excavator. He's kind of like our mascot because he made it through the storm. Well, when we saw that it was the stage 4 hurricane down in Mexico, we had decided that we had to pull everything out of the bottom of the river. So the settling tanks, all of the generators, all the pumps and everything for the dewatering system, all the equipment, all the 12-inch, the 42-inch pipe had to go out of the river. Everything had to leave the river. The intake where the number one manhole is, we put 15 by 6 foot wide steel plates, 1 inch thick, welded them all together. We drilled holes into the concrete and drove railroad spikes into the concrete to hold the plates down and welded them all together, which it didn't hold. One plate ended up a mile and a half downriver. The rest of them were kind of scattered between here and there. And two of them ended up in the launch pit, and two of them were bent almost in half. We had to bend them back. We started remobilizing, bringing everything back down. We had to set up aqua dams to divert the water so we could get to the intake and the number one manhole, divert the water around the launch pit so we could bring, that also helped in bringing the settlement tanks back in so we could start pumping water out of the holes so we could see the damage and the different things that were in the hole. The pit itself, the launch pit itself, which is 24 by 47, it had moved 3/4 of an inch to the north. And the sheet pilings are 30 feet deep, and the storm, the water was forceful enough to move the pit 3/4 of an inch. So we had to just get everything cleaned out and get everything. We had to redig the launch pit, regrade it so we could put the track for the boring machine in. Up at the number one manhole, it undermined the concrete, which was expected. And basically just had to regrade it and get it ready for the manhole. We're definitely in a good place. We've got everything going again. The bore pits, they're boring again today. Blue Iron is up top at the receiving pit. They're digging, waiting for Cal Auger to bore all the way through.
Jimmy?
Huh?
Want water?
Yeah.
somebody, I don't know who figured it out, but they said with the height of the water and the speed of the water, there was 2 million pounds of force on anything and everything.